Change orders for you guys.
We're going to call to order the Gage County Board of Supervisors. Open Meeting Act is posted on the southeast corner of the wall. Attendance by observation: Anderson, Gronewald, Bauman, Adams, Fleece, Byers, and Barnard. First thing on the agenda is the consent agenda. Approving of the general agenda with removal of the jailer wages and removal of the wood floors for the second floor. Approve minutes of meeting held September 8th. Approve all claims through September 22nd in the amount of $686,878.79. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve additions, withdrawals on securities of county monies.
Move we approve consent agenda 1 through 5.
Second.
With approve one through
removals.
With the removal of the two
stated
items.
Yeah.
Okay. Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. First thing on the agenda is a regular agenda is executive session regarding personnel matters.
I would move the board go into executive session to discuss strategy with our attorney regarding litigation or threatened litigation involving personnel matters for the protection of the public interest.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to in favor. The board will now go into closed session to discuss only strategy with our attorney regarding litigation or threatened litigation involving personnel matters for the protection of the public interest. Need a motion to come out of executive session.
So moved.
Moved by Byers, seconded by Bauman or Gronewald. I couldn't tell where it came from, Gronewald. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to come out. Next thing on the agenda is comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Anyone? To the podium, name and address for the record, please.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. My name is Dennis Scheiding. I'm a broker owner of Option Real Estate here in Beatrice, Nebraska, and I'm also a president of the Tri-County Board of Realtors. I'm here this morning in regard to a letter that I filed with a clerk last week, and with your permission, I'd like to read that letter to make it public record.
Okay.
It is my understanding that one of my clients, who is employed by LaGage County, has had their computer confiscated by the Gage County Board of Supervisors. This client is currently involved in a real estate transaction, involving a member of the Gage County Board of Supervisors. I want you to understand that any correspondence, either in email or letter form, is strictly confidential information between my client and myself. Any person or persons, either members of the Gage County Board or employed by the Gage County Board, who have examined or been employed to examine this information, is clearly in violation of that confidentiality. I have had correspondence with this client not only through my business email, but also through my personal emails. I have having my internet technician and also my internet service provider examine all business and personal computers. Any internet service IP address found to have been opened by anyone other than my client or myself will be held responsible for violating that privacy. If these findings are traced back to any Gage County Board of Supervisors or its members or representatives of the Gage County Board of Supervisors, or someone employed by the Gage County Board of Supervisors, I want to inform the board that they will be contacted by my attorneys without hesitation. And then I went on to request that this be placed in public record.
Thank you, sir.
And I just want to make a couple comments, if I may. The purpose of this letter to the board is to protect the rights of privacy between my clients and myself, which may have been violated by the actions of the Board of Supervisors as a whole or some members of the Board of Supervisors or persons hired by the board. This transaction involves, as I stated earlier, a member of the Board of Supervisors and sold to my clients, and one of my clients is an employee of the county of Gage County. My reason for doing this is to make it public record. I believe the citizens of Gage County have the right to know and be informed as to the actions of the Gage County Board of Supervisors. I believe they have the right to know that certain actions taken by the board may be in violation of my broker-client privacy rights. If there is a violation, I want those to be addressed in a public forum and not in executive session at the discretion of the board. That's about all I have.
Okay, thank you.
Any questions or comments? Otherwise, I'm finished.
Thank you.
Any other comments or requests for future agenda items? We have a 9 o'clock accept or reject bids for 12 to 24 miles of armor coat. First half to be done, weather permitting, this fall and second half June, July 2011. Bids will close at 9:14. Need a motion.
I move we close the bidding at 9:14 and reopen and review said bids for second.
Moved by Fleece, seconded by Anderson. Discussion? Vote? 7-0.
Do we have any?
Marlon, where are you? He knows the stats.
Oh.
First one we got is from Stay-Built from Harlan, Iowa. There's a bid bond enclosed. Total amount for Area 1, which is Odell South to Lanham, 5 miles, is $55,499.24. For Area 2, which is Virginia South to Wymore Road, 7 miles, is $77,701. And temporary pavement markings at $1 each is $1,584. Locations for next summer. Area 1 is PWF east of State Highway 112 to Southwest 61 Road, 4 miles, is $45,950.70. Area 2, Blue Springs River Road, 0.9 miles, $10,341.80. Area 3, Southwest 32nd Road from Beatrice City Limit to West Locust, is 2.8 miles, $32,164.60. Area 4, West Lilac Road, Highway 136 to Hidden Acres, 0.7 tenths of a mile, $8,045.60. Area 5 is Cortland West, Blacktop to Hallam, 4.7 miles, $53,991.85. Area 6 is Hoyg Road from State Highway 4 to Hickory Road, 2 miles, is $22,975.35, and there's temporary pavement markings at $1,994. Second bid is from the Road Guy. And they have a anticipated start date of 10-11 on the first portion of the bid. This Road Guy Construction Company from Yankton, South Dakota. First area locations for fall of 2010 is Odell South to Lanham, 70,987.40. Area 2 is 99,385, and that's Virginia South to Wymore Road. And temporary pavement markings at $2 each is $31.68. Locations for summer of 2011, PWF east of State Highway 112 to Southwest 61 Road, 4 miles is $58,858.20. Area 2, Blue Springs River Road, 9/10 of a mile is $13,246.80. Area 3, Southwest 32nd Road from Beatrice City Limit West to West Locust, 2.8 miles, is $41,199.60. Area 4, West Lilac Road, Highway 136 to Hidden Acres, 7/10 of a mile, $10,305.60. Area 5 is Cortland West Blacktop to Hallam, 4.7 miles, $69,158.10. And Area 6, Hoyg Road from Highway 4 to Hickory Road, 2 miles, $29,429.10, and the pavement markings are $39.88. His anticipated start date is October 5, 2010, or May 15, 2011. And that's all the bids, I guess.
You want those sent to committee?
We probably ought to. Looks like Stable is clearly less money, I mean, by a third or so almost. And they're a good company, but I think we probably better review it, and maybe we can act on it yet today. But
I would think.
Can we get some grand totals? You want to add some of those up, see where kind of where okay. we're at?
Matt? What,
are these all going to be done in this fiscal year? How are we looking? You know, we just based on our budgeted amounts, we'd have to carve out from someplace else. And we kind of knew.
I think the plan was this falls would come out of this fiscal year. Okay. The spring work that June, July would come out of the next year's budget. Is that correct, Marlon?
Right.
So this is really a two-year okay. program, but we're locking in the price now.
Okay, so maybe we can get with
come
committee
back a little later. Yeah.
A little later.
Yeah, we need the total of both ones and date of start and all that good stuff.
Marlon, if you could total up each half or each year's and then have the comparisons for us and what we'll break normally at 10 o'clock.
With our agenda today, we weren't going to break. If you need to excuse yourself, excuse yourself.
Okay. So when you get that all done, hunt us up and we'll...
Okay.
We're going to lose our quorum around noon, so we need to keep going on it.
Okay.
Okay, Marlon, on with your highway superintendent report.
David, can he add those up and then give us a copy of what it is so we can...
Without having we can to visually see it.
Yeah, without having to meet, you know, we can at least see what they are.
Maybe run over to the clerk's office or something.
Yeah.
Just add up the two first and okay. put them in a column side by side. And
right.
Year one and year two.
Start off with my report. Planning Commission had hearings on the comp plan and wind generation regs. They recommended approval of the comp plan. And in talking with the chairman of the Planning Commission, they would like to go ahead and run that past the county board or have the county board hearing. So we kind of keep the issues separate. And so I'll schedule that as soon as I get things worked out for advertising and stuff. So then they tabled the wind regulations because the industry people were concerned about the setbacks between participating landowners and from property lines, and our regs were two times the height, and they're having issues with that if there's landowners adjoining each other that are in the same program, they want it, you know, 1.1 or something like that. Anyway, they're looking at that more to see what we can do there. Moving on down to highway business, the Barnston South project, all the piling have been drove to bearing and starting to cut off the extra, and they'll be starting to form them up to pour the concrete around the abutments and the piers. Then project number STPE 3220 Unit 6 is Beatrice North. It's on the October 7th, 2010 bid letting. So that project's moving on. I got a copy of that letter in your packet. And rest of the stuff is just highway department crews. They're still working on the North 12 Paddock Bridge. Dirt crews putting in culverts now, and asphalt crews still patching blacktops and putting on overlays. So, any questions?
Just a point of explanation, Mr. Chairman, is that Beatrice North project is the 1 mile of concrete on Hickory Road. Is that correct?
Yes.
Hoyg Road, fondly known as the Hoyg Road.
Yes.
With it probably to be built next summer.
It's by the time everything else gets processed, it'll be spring. So that project was started 7/21/2004. So I mean that's, you know, 6 years, but that's fairly good time for a federal project.
That's sad. Okay, Marlon, what else?
That's about all I have.
Okay. To accept the report.
Motion to accept report.
Second.
Moved by Flea, seconded by Bauman. Discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Gus and Lori, sheriff distress warrants. Top of the day to you.
Okay. Okay. I'll go over with you briefly what we found out for this past year on our distress warrants. You want to go by number? What do you want to go by? Okay. I don't have that one. Not mine anyway. That's fine. Okay. 200815. Request have that we're gonna have that striked or stricken because it's 20518, and on that the owner was deceased. On 200827, that business is no longer in service, and we couldn't find any property, and that amount was 1309. 200841, a deceased. The attorney advised us there is no money in the estate, and that was 15294. On their line. Okay,
excuse
me. Do you
have copies of these anywhere?
Yes.
Yeah, you should have
that. I'm going to jump around here. She's
match up with this.
This one.
Yeah, she's got ones underlined here.
Not that we need to follow the bouncing ball, but sometimes it's
part of the packet.
Got the sheriff's seal on it. Thank you.
200845. Unable to locate any individual and no property found in the county for 13219. 200861, no longer living in the area, no property found, $17.34. 200862, incarcerated in the penitentiary and no property found, $52.20. And last one is 200853, no property found for $397.35.
Verifying sheriff's distress warrant. It's not an action item, so we will have to approve the next agenda.
Yes, the only thing that would need approving is if we can strike those that he said.
Yes, for next agenda, you mean?
No, it's on here.
It's on there.
It's on here.
It should be on.
Yeah.
Oh, on the personal property?
Yeah. Discuss and approve striking personal property tax.
Okay. Item two, then. Okay. Uh-huh. Need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Second by Fleece. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Okay, Lori, authorizing county sales to be issued on parcels of real estate in the county which are taxes are delinquent, which remain not sold for want of bidders.
Right, and that would be this one that has the cover letter. And then they're just listed, but these were not sold at the tax sale, so if we can issue county sales.
Okay, that is resolution.
Well, and then the other one, if you're going to do them all together, this would be the ones for the county attorney to foreclose on to have a sheriff's sale.
Okay, so we need the first one is to authorize. Need a motion to authorize county sales.
So moved.
Moved by Fleece.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Okay, now, Lori, the next one's a resolution then?
Right, for the county attorney to proceed with foreclosure or the sheriff's sale.
What number is that?
1029.
Move we approve resolution number 1029.
Moved by Fleece.
Second.
Seconded by Anderson. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, if it's okay with the rest of the board, I'm going to jump Steve ahead. We have been chastised for moving things out of the order of the agenda, but he has a conflicting schedule and he will not be here. So approve or disapprove child support enforcement contract with Stephen Kravick.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There is an increase of $2,500 in my contract, and it has remained at 54.5 since October of 04. So I've been able to make it pretty consistent and keep the cost down. The state has now changed rules on us, and we have to supply our own computers and software and such at our own cost, where they used to supply it before. That's part of the reason. Of course, then there's an increase in wages for my staff, but I think it's, as a comparison, Saunders County, they have 700 cases. We have about 1,400 cases. Their budget for salary and benefits, $137,000. So, not to be bragging, but I do it pretty economically.
Thank you.
So your total with the increase this year, Steve?
$57,000.
$57,000 even?
Right.
Need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Anderson. Discussion.
Mr. Chairman.
Matt.
That money's in the budget. It's budgeted.
Okay.
Check that. Yes.
Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Stephanie Clark is not here. Approve or disapprove tree removal and tree trimming on the courthouse grounds for landscaping improvements. Ron, you want to touch on it?
We discussed this last couple of meetings. We even took a tour, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and looked at what trees was going to be affected by this. And you do have a map ahead of you, and David has talked to the extension, the East County Extension, and looked at them and got their blessing on it. So I would at this time approve the tree removal and tree trimming on the courthouse grounds for landscaping improvement as recommended by our Dave Jones. Our
moved by Fleece.
Second.
Seconded by Byers. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove specs and call for sealed bids for windows on north side of detention center. Ron?
I'll refer to my jail administrator on this one.
Did everybody get...
Yeah. She also met with the Building Grounds Committee and went over this with us also.
The detention facility is in need of new windows on the north and east side of the building. They're leaking air, and in the wintertime, we're having trouble maintaining the temperature for jail standards because the air blows through in the seals so bad. We've had to put heaters in the hallway and cell blocks, which is a safety and security issue. We attempted to cover the windows with plastic, but when the fire marshal came through, this was a code violation because plastic puts off black toxic smoke. So that's kind of the gist of it. What we're looking for, the specs are there to replace 8 windows on the north side, 4 windows on the east side with detention facility grade windows. I talked to the fire marshal. They don't need specs or anything for it. And jail standard says that it would just be facility maintenance, so it would be okay.
This was, I think, Matt, was this part of the $130,000 I think we were looking at as far as?
$120,000 is in miscellaneous general for specifically earmarked for
maintenance
and improvement issues related to the older jail outside of what we'd normally do, cleaning, and this is different capital type improvements.
Yeah. Mr. Chair, could you elaborate just a little bit on the specs and where you got it from, just so the board members understand you've got a good set of solid specs
right.
from a reputable company to start with?
Right. We did get a quote for this project from, do I say who?
Well, no.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Who you got it from? I mean, I don't have to mention the quote, but you got the information
The quote came from a facility who does multiple detention facility projects.
Yeah. There you go.
These aren't just your run-of-the-mill household windows, that they're a detention-grade designed window.
Correct.
It's something too that the Grand Island facility also, something similar to this, Grand Island jail. Or you mentioned something about Grand Island you got something from.
I did.
Well, I thought you did. Maybe it's on something else. That's all right. Go on.
Yeah.
Okay. So we need a motion to approve the specs.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Fleece, seconded by Anderson. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Thank you. Jim, tourism report. Briefly go over some of my activities for the quarter. Of course, we had the Special Olympics torch run ceremony that came through here at Charles Park. I escorted a writer from Lincoln down here from L Magazine, is what it's called. It's basically a Lincoln publication that goes out to people up there, but I escorted her around to the homestead and different places, and she wrote a real nice article. She sent it to me, and that gave Gage County some good publicity. We had the Geneva State Bank down here, a busload of people that I took around. We had Great Adventure Tours. They were out of Topeka, Kansas, and it was a busload of folks that went to Beatrice and down to Odell and over to Wymore. And they, you know, sometimes talk is cheap. They said they'd come back next year, but I did get an email, and we've already settled on a date of April the 14th for next year, and they want to go back to the same places. So that was good news. I've tried to get around to the county and visit all the village boards, and I was up at the Claytonia Village Board and met them. I think the Pickerel Village Board is the only one I haven't been to yet, and if my memory serves me correctly, I think they meet the same night that I have school board obligations, so that's why that one hasn't worked out so far yet. I did go out and volunteered to work at the state tourism booth in Grand Island. That was a great opportunity to be able to take our own materials out, and I aggressively handed those to people and talked up Gage County and
and there was a lot of foot traffic out there, so that was a day that was worthwhile spent. As many of you know, Koch Nitrogen Plant every couple of years closes down for a few weeks and has a big maintenance, and we had a lot of workers in town from there. And literally the end of August, we had every motel and RV park and bed and breakfast was literally full. In fact, the Kensington has a couple of guest rooms, and they even were used by workers. So our August numbers, when they come in, should look real good. And then we had a Seward Extension Club down here, and coming up, I think it's 29th of this month, next week, about 25 people from Metropolitan Community College out of Omaha will be down here to look around. So we've had some good activity, and I'm a big believer in you bend over backwards and do the best you can while they're here, and word of mouth then is going to get you other people and other contacts. So I just real briefly on the next page, we had a local tourism awards open house out at the homestead here recently, and I just want to recognize a friend of tourism award went to the city of Beatrice, outstanding event award to the fall and spring nationals. The racing brings in a lot of people to this town, and a lot of times that's overlooked. Outstanding regional association 2020 vision. Outstanding Nature Tourism Entity Award went to Homestead National Monument. Outstanding Tourism Attraction Award, Veterans Memorial Park. The Outstanding Tour Publication Award, we put out a pink flyer. It's called a Fantastic Fun Rack Card. And bringing national attention to Gage County Award, Beatrice Bakery. And they, October 20th and 23rd, we have on those days two different busloads of people coming to town that had heard about the bakery on the Food Network, and that's what drawing them to town. So the bakery has been actually a good salesperson for Gage County. And then the Henry Fonda Award we gave to Susan Cook. Some of these awards will be passed on to the state level for statewide recognition, and next month there's an awards banquet, so we'll hopefully maybe get a winner there. On the next page is just a breakdown of the lodging tax. As you can see, this year we Gage County collected $48,142.19. That was just a tad. Well, it was about $4,100 above last year, and then a tad over 06, and not quite what 07 was when there was a lot of pipeline construction and things going here. We did get just got our results for July of this year, and that lodging tax was $10,265. So you can see that's up about $600 from July 09. So we're starting off the new fiscal year good. So on the last page of the budget, if you plug in half of that amount, which is $5,132, we have had total revenue then of $5,132 and total expenses of $4,051.61. Any questions on that aspect of it?
No questions. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Approve or disapprove request from Visitors Improvement Fund in the amount of $5,437, Great Plains Welsh Center.
You can come on up, Berwin. The Gage County, and Berwin's going to hand you a sheet here, but Gage County Convention and Visitors Bureau would like to recommend approval for these funds from the Visitors Improvement Fund, but Berwin will tell you a little bit about the project and how it's going to help tourism.
Mr. Chairman.
Good morning.
Supervisors, good morning. We're asking for this fund for a new HVAC system that will serve a new archive and library pair of rooms that we've repurposed some existing space. We continue to look to add things that will attract visitors, and the library is going to be probably the largest library of Welsh material in the country. The archive now contains the records of the North American Welsh Festival Organization and the Iowa Welsh Society and some records from Puget Sound Welsh Society. And we're becoming a center not just for the region but for the nation of Welsh records that are of historical value. Those things will continue, I think, to attract scholarly activity. And the library has everything from popular material to stuff that is 200 years old and very, very valuable. It's got to be kept constant temperature and humidity year-round. Our present furnace hasn't got a hope in hell of doing that. It's 40 years old. What we want to do is have a system that is zoned so the library and archive can be kept going all the time and the auditorium only when there's activity in there. It'll save us an awful lot on the heating bills. We're getting a lot of attention. You see in the first paragraph of what I handed you that my wife Martha and I, who represent the thing, have been given two major national awards this year for the activity there. And when we get a chance to talk about it, we talk about this and not ourselves.
Gary,
I think that's all
Gary's
I need to say.
I guess my only question is, did the visitors committee recommend that we do this?
Yeah. That was for $5,437. Matt, is there...
I'll answer any questions.
Because there's tax dollars here. Is there a bid process that you went through and sought bids?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yes, we did. Unfortunately, the second best bid was for $17,000 instead of $10,000. And
the visitors committee were they privy to that information? Did they ask for that? Did they see those based on their recommendation?
Did they look at the bids? We discussed the bids, but I don't think they looked.
Discussed them, didn't look at.
Okay.
Them.
Yeah. So, but that recommendation comes from the committee. So I would make a motion to approve the bidders improvement fund, the amount of $5,437 for the Great Plains Welsh Center.
Second.
Moved by Bauman, seconded by Fleece. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Thank you.
Thank you. From the bottom of my heart, I thank you for this.
You're welcome. Approve or disapprove request from Visitors Improvement Fund in the amount of $25,000 from Friends of the Gage County Courthouse, Janet Byers.
The Gage County Convention and Visitors Bureau recommends approval for this funding from the Visitors Improvement Fund in the amount of $25,000, and Janet will tell you a little bit about the project.
And first of all, I'm going to hand out the grant application so you have the information in front of you. As many of you know, the Friends of the Gage County Courthouse was formed in February of 2010, and we did receive our IRS letter of determination in August of 2010. I did attach that to the grant application. To date, we have raised approximately $70,000, a little bit more than that, in private funds and private donations. Basically, that has come from members of the bar. They've been extremely supportive. We've had a couple of other major donors who are not members of the bar, but we are going to continue to seek additional private funding. The grant that we're requesting from the Gage County Visitors Improvement Fund is for $25,000. If you look again in the grant application, the money that we're trying to raise is $185,000, and there is a list of those items in the grant application. Basically, it's to do the furnishings in the district and the county courtrooms. And Radigan Schottler is doing all those renovations and restoration of the courtrooms. A lot of people have been very interested in this project, and they can't wait until they can actually come in to the courthouse and take a look at everything that's been done. They're very, very excited about that. Also, in this grant application, we did provide a preliminary marketing plan, which talks about events that could be held in the courthouse and, you know, just ongoing publicity for the courthouse. And also, we have talked about the possibility of making Jim work a little bit harder and maybe do a Nebraska courthouse tour and get something started so we continue to bring people into the community to do those tours. Dave Jones has been very, very helpful with everything that we've requested of him and is very willing to conduct tours and things like that. But, again, that is something that we really do need to do a little bit more work on and get that down pat. But, you know, we've talked about schools coming in, extension clubs coming in, and actually booking tours when they do come. I think one of the biggest benefits of Friends of the Gage County Courthouse is that we will be ongoing and be working in cooperation with the County Board of Supervisors for any needs that may come up in the future that we can help with. And the big benefit is that it reduces the reliance on property taxes whenever we can help with private funding and private grant raising. We do continue to search out additional grants. We're in the process of writing some more. Some of them needed to be on hold until we got our IRS letter of determination, so we are in some of those grant cycles right now. The one thing that we do have available via grants is landscaping grants, historic lighting grants, signage grants. So, you know, as those needs come up, we would want the Board of Supervisors to come to us and say, can you go out and search for grants that might help us pay for these projects? But anyway, today we're asking for the $25,000 as part of the $185,000 fundraising project.
Okay. Danny or Gary?
I move that we approve that.
Moved by Barnard.
Second.
Second by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Approve or disapprove EMS interlocal agreement with Pickerel Rural Fire Board.
Make a motion to approve, and the amount is $6,000. Those will be quarterly disbursements. We have the contract in hand.
Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Gronewald. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Approve or disapprove EMS interlocal agreement with Claytonia Fire and Rescue.
So moved. Again, that Claytonia, we have the contract in hand signed. It's $14,000. Those will be quarterly disbursements as well.
Seconded by Gronewald. Discussion. Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove to accept the Independence American Medical Renewal effective 9-1-2010 at the $500 deductible level with the annual total fixed and expected cost to be $883,370.11.
Chairman.
Gary.
Sam and Lowell's here. I'll just maybe give a little bit of an overview. We've worked on this. Matt and Denny have helped with this. And we come up with what I believe is probably a good program for our employees. It changes a few things on the deductibles and on the health, what do we call it, the health reimbursement arrangement. And when I get done here, I'll probably ask Sam and Lowell to come up and explain how all this works with what we've done. But I think it's a good thing. The budget amount was actually a little more than what this looks like it's going to cost. Is that right, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
So we're doing okay. And for the employees that work for Gates County, this is really a very, very good plan. And I hope and I'm sure that they all know how good of a program we've had and how good that it remains if you look at private business or other government entities that have had to change their cost for participation. I think if we did look at some comparables, is really, really low, and I don't think anybody on the board would disagree that we don't want to do that for our employees. We try to help them when we can, and I think we've done that. Rex, just for everybody, we kind of got something in between these. There's actually three motions. We had to break it down to make them so they would read decently. And if we approve the second one, we've got to approve the third one, basically, because they're tied and one and the same. So with that in mind, if it's okay with the board, if Sam and Lowell would come forward and give us the overview of how this new, or not new, but how the minor changes in the program are going to work, I'd appreciate it.
Okay.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
You've all had the opportunity to review the numbers, and just to kind of give you a real quick overview, it appears everybody's got a sheet. Obviously, we went to three different reinsurance carriers to get proposals, Independence American being one of the three who is the current reinsurance carrier. Their proposal came back as the most cost-appropriate proposal. And so the recommendation is to renew the benefits plan at the existing $500 deductible through the end of this calendar year, and then effective January 1, amend the plan to raise that deductible to $1,000, and then do a health reimbursement arrangement within that. And all that simply means is that the employee's deductible responsibility is still going to be $500. It won't change January 1. What you're doing is just once a person goes over $500, between $501 and $1,000, the county then reimburses that person. That reimbursement is taken care of by a third-party administrator, and the cost of that is $3 per employee per month. So the annual cost of that is $3,600, $3,672 to be exact. But by moving that deductible up, the county will save $27,000 in fixed expenses, fixed in claims expected expenses. And so when you net the two out, you have about a net of $23,000 of county savings. So then what you do is you simply compare that to say, okay, but we have 100 people. What if all 100 people, you know, what if everybody, you know, goes over the 500 and has a $500 reimbursement? Well, you have to kind of put that into perspective. It would take 46 of the 100 people to hit the $1,000 deductible in order for that $23,000 savings to be eroded. As of this point this year and projecting it out through the end of the year, the county will have 21 people hit that number. So it's a pretty easy assessment to make there. The reason for doing the January 1, in case anybody isn't aware, is even though your plan year starts September 1, the deductibles always reset in January. And if we were to change that deductible now, it would be a real difficult administrative task to go back and reprocess all the claims from January 1 to now to try and determine, you know, that reimbursement, who was eligible and who wasn't. So really, for the employee's sake and the county's sake and the third-party administrator, it really is the smoothest thing to just say, okay, we'll renew it at $500 deductible, but then January 1, amend the plan to raise it to $1,000.
So. Okay. Need a motion to approve or disapprove?
So moved.
Moved by Barnard.
Second.
Seconded by Beyer. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Approve or disapprove to change the medical insurance deductible beginning 1-1-11 from 500 single to 1,000 family with 500 deductible to a 1,000 single to 2,000 family with a 500 eligible reimbursement by the county for deductible expenses from 501 to 1,000 for each employee and or dependent.
I would move that we approve that.
Moved by Barnard. Seconded by Fleece. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Approve or disapprove $362.72 for the cost of the administration of the health reimbursement arrangement plan for the calendar year 2011 beginning on 1-1-11. Moved by Bauman.
Second.
Seconded by Barner. Discussion. Gary.
It's actually 3,672, Rex.
What did I say?
367.
See, I was trying to get one by him.
That's better.
I was almost there. I was almost
there. At any rate,
there.
For
thanks,
the record,
Gary.
We probably ought to have that correction.
Thanks, Gary.
You're welcome.
Okay, vote. 7-0 to approve.
Thanks, Sam.
Thank you.
Yep.
Armor coat bids.
Okay, we've totaled and reviewed, and I think as Marlon hands out copies, the low bids that we'll talk about mostly would be from Staybill. We'll get copies of each. But
just four and goes to the same day care as his. Stop.
Don't you get him in hand here first?
Thank you.
Here's Sam there with this.
I got the originals over there.
I believe 120 was budgeted. That's right.
You need to be slightly over that.
There you go.
Are these just the Lowe's, or they got each?
They've got each.
Okay. The one that you want to look for is the Stabil one. The first, the 2010 total would be $134,784.24. We would recommend that, stating that that is $14,784 more than we have budgeted. But these two projects are, there isn't like a mile you can drop off or whatever, so I would certainly recommend that we try to find that extra 14 from somewhere, and that could be a subject of discussion, I suppose. The second year's total, as you'll see, ended up being like $175,000. My recommendation to Marlin concurred, is that we would X out Area 3 and Area 6. So that would be a $32,000 deduct on that project. On Area 3 and on Area 6 would be a $22,975 deduct. Doing the math there, that would bring the second year total to $120,323. That would be my recommendation, to keep the cost about steady or equal or whatever. And Marlin said from his discussions with Galen that those were the two areas that could best be put off. In other words, there was some judgment call as to which ones of those to be deleted. And I guess with that, I would make a motion that we accept Stabil's bid for the fall 2010 in the total of $134,784.24, and the 2011 work as detailed would be areas 1, 2, 4, and 5, which would be approximately $120,323.95. There'd be a little reduction in the marker, that per marker cost, so there'd be actually another couple $1,000 savings there probably, but that would be my suggestion and motion.
Second. Okay, moved by Anderson, second by Bauman. Discussion? Matt?
Just to state from a budget standpoint, you know, $120,000 is the best guess until you get your bid, so I don't think we're off too far. So,
is the $134,000 pretty darn close when you look at projects like this within at least 5, 6, 7%? So it's a who was the bid with? Did you put
Stabil?
Or did you put? Was that in your motion?
Yes, yeah. I believe so.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And just saying this does project us into the future, I understand that, but also I guess locks us into a petroleum price, which is about average. It's not super cheap right now, but certainly isn't high. And if the economy continues to recover, I mean, it's anybody's guess. You know, it could be, bottom could fall out of things. It might actually be cheaper, but my best guess is probably the cost of this work is apt to be a little higher come next year if we were to not accept the kind of the two-year program. So, and anytime you can bid quantity, you get a little better price. So if we would just ask somebody to come down and say do 12 miles, it would be higher per mile.
And I think we know what to budget for next year too.
Yeah, that helps one line
yes,
item
it does.
Anyway get filled in.
Okay, any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove having the east second floor entrance open to the public except during winter weather conditions and or by the sheriff's department?
We discussed this at our building and grounds meeting, and a lot of people have requested we keep the east second floor, which has been the first floor up until now. It's now the second floor. Open to the public. Because of the convenience, people coming in, they just want to come up that to the second floor and go through the treasurer's office and the clerk's office, etc. But we will leave the call up to Dave Jones as to winter weather conditions. If it gets serious enough or those steps become a safety deal, then he will shut her down. And then they will have to use the first floor entrance, which we've got the heated ramp and things involved there. And also the sheriff department would have the authority for certain issues that would come up where they could issue an order with prisoners and stuff to also close that second floor. So those are the conditions we're working up in keeping that second floor open.
Okay. Was that a motion to approve?
Motion to approve, yeah.
Need a second.
Second.
Seconded by Bauman. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Approve or disapproving change order in the county courtroom with Radigan Schottler for existing windows for $3,275 for wainscot repair for $2,855.25 and for the replacing part of missing corbel for $2,132 for a total amount of $8,262.25.
David, do you want to kind of explain a little bit?
Good morning. The change orders would be for Radigan Schottler's to strip the upper casings of the windows in the county courtroom. When the ceiling came down, it is still a dark, kind of an old grungy varnish up on top. We would like to have those windows stripped to match the existing wainscoting. The wainscoting's in the same condition where it has a lot of stripping that needs to be done to match all the woodwork together. And there is a two missing corbels up on the ceiling that are missing that Schottler's would recreate also.
Okay. Do you have a motion?
You made the motion to approve, didn't you?
Yeah.
And need a second. Seconded by Anderson. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Approve or disapprove change order 27 for $6,177 for credit from Cheever's Construction for various changes and deletions in contract.
There were some issues that happened after the roof was put up. There were some clogged downspouts that caused water to come into both the on the west side in the county courtroom and on the east side in district courtroom. The downspouts needed to be fixed in a timely manner to keep the water from coming into the building. There was also some damaged sidewalks that when Scott Riffing was on the south side, they were using a path, and Cheevers came behind to fix that so we could still have the public using the sidewalk on the south side.
I think that was for change order 28, though.
Okay.
Wasn't that the
right
one for 4386? Okay. Yeah, we need the one for where we had the credit. And that would
6,100.
Yeah, that involved the lawn deal. Remember?
Is it?
Wim, okay. Yeah, I might have Wim come up here. You can explain it there. I'm sorry. I'm on the wrong
call
page.
Call for backup.
Yes. I'm on the wrong page.
Make sure I'm on the right page. Change order 27. We had requested, because of time constraints with the planting and installation of the lawn sprinkler systems, there were still a lot of questions being asked about how the landscaping was going to end up here, some sidewalk issues, maybe relocating some sidewalks in the future. The discussion was still going on about what was going on with the trees, whether to remove some, trim some, all of that. And so we were running out of time. We asked Cheevers if they would give us a credit back for all of the site work repair that needed to be done, which would then allow the county to do the site work, the seeding, and the installation of the lawn sprinkler systems in the spring or summer of next year, which then would allow time for everybody to get on the same page and informed about sidewalk removal, replacement, tree removal, trimming, all those kind of issues. And so change order 27 reflects that credit. It also has a couple of things that were done in the building that were adds that deducted from the full credit of the lawn sprinkler system on the same change order.
Okay. Need a motion to approve.
So moved.
Moved by Anderson.
Second.
Second by Bauman. Matt.
Just for my own clarification, this is credit back to us?
It is credit back to the county, yes.
A few more of these.
I'll try.
Any more discussion? Vote. 7-0 to approve. Approve or disapprove change order 28 for work performed by Cheevers Construction that was to have been done by Scott Enterprise in the amount of $4,386.
I would move we approve change order number 28 for work performed by Cheevers. Should have been done by Scott Enterprises, amount of $4,386.
Second.
Moved by Fleece, seconded by Bauman. Discussion.
Now we can talk about the drains valve.
It's come out of executive session.
So moved. Second.
Moved by Anderson, seconded by Bauman. Moved by Anderson, seconded by Bauman, come out of executive session. Discussion. Vote. 7-0. Anything else for the good of the order? Anything else for the good of the order?
Just a couple of things on the building and grounds that we didn't touch on that. We talked about the East Corridor. Radigan's, Schottler's is getting us a quote for the wood floors.
Okay.
In the district courtroom, surrounding offices, et cetera. We will have some plans and specs for the historic light fixtures on the east side of the building in 2 weeks, so we can begin to take bids for those projects. And I think the rest of it we covered basically everything else.
Okay. Matt?
In 2 weeks, there'll be at least two more EMS contracts to approve.
Odell? One of them.
Odell and Cortland are in the works, so I'm expecting receipt of those in the next week or so, and they'll be on the agenda 2 weeks.
Good. Anything else for the good of the order?
Friday mornings at Southeast. I haven't been up there for a while, but I'm going to try to make it.
Okay. Meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone's work today. We got through a big agenda.